A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Monday, May 6th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. Orange County legislator Joel Sierra, who represents a majority of the city of Middletown, has missed 113 meetings since his new term began over 760 days ago. He claims through his appointed advocate that he is unable to attend because of an injury he sustained as a paid firefighter in Middletown. Sierra himself has not returned phone calls for comment. Middletown Alderman Joe Massey took the issue directly to the county legislature, calling on the other 20 members to have him removed.
If he doesn't immediately man up and resign, I ask you to please contact the governor's office to seek his removal, using a section of the public officers law so that the people of Middletown will have the representation they deserve.
County Legislature Chairwoman Katie Benelli said there's no provision to remove Sierra. However, if she was in his position, she would step down from office. Massey also urged the county legislature to adopt a county charter change preventing no-show elected officials from remaining in office. He also suggested all municipalities consider similar action. With the sudden departure of Newburgh City Police Chief Anthony Gerasi 1 week ago, Lieutenant Brandon Rolla has been appointed as the new chief. He was named from an existing civil service list and is therefore the permanent chief, a city spokesman said. He took office Friday afternoon. However, he will not be sworn in until Monday, May 13th at the city council meeting. Rolla replaces Gerasi, who has taken the position of chief of security in the Newburgh and Large City School District. The 320 acres of forest and farmland in the towns of Marlborough and Plattekill, the Masterson and Forey Farm, have secured a conservation easement through the Wallkill Valley Land Trust. The easement secures the future of the scenic property and ensures it will remain a working farm and natural resource for generations to come. Land Trust Executive Director Christy DeBauer says the conservation easement protects a beautiful and productive piece of the Ulster County farmland, and it provides a critical wildlife corridor for a variety of species. Saying timekeeping of Monticello employees' hours is a free fall, the village board has adopted a resolution requiring all workers, including the police department, to use a time clock for proper timekeeping practices. Village manager James Snowden says employees are coming and going as they please with no accountability.
Nobody kept track of the time. Nobody kept track of vacation time. Nobody kept track of sick time. It was just ridiculous. So the board is trying to get a handle on this. For instance, people would take two-hour, three-hour lunches. So this is a way of trying to crack down on this and holding people accountable for, you know, their time.
The village board also is requiring all white-collar workers to punch in and out for lunch hours. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
Congressman Pat Ryan and State Assemblyman Jonathan Jacobson both called on the State Public Service Commission to deny Central Hudson rate increases proposed by administrative law judges. The utility wants to increase electric delivery rates by 27.5% and gas delivery revenue by 33.2%. But administrative law judges have just proposed electricity delivery increases of 16.7% and gas delivery increases of 21.8%. Ryan called the proposed rates outrageous and, if approved, would have a devastating impact on Hudson Valley families. Jacobson called the judges' recommended hikes an unaffordable insult to every Central Hudson customer. But utility spokesman Joseph Jenkins said the recommended decision by the judges is another step in the process of arriving at an approved rate plan. He said it's not a final decision and does not provide customer bill impacts. In memory of the 6 million European Jews murdered by the Nazis during World War II, Holocaust Remembrance Day was held on Sunday. In Rhinebeck, the Jewish Federation of Dutchess County held a peaceful demonstration against anti-Semitism and hate. The group was joined by Assemblyman A.J. Beefan, who reaffirmed what he called his unwavering support for Israel and the vibrant Jewish community in New York. Governor Kathy Hochul, meanwhile, in a statement from Albany yesterday, said this is a solemn day. It's not only about the past, it's about the present. She said the specter of anti-Semitism continues to haunt us and has grown more potent in the wake of Hamas's brutal attack on Israel. State Senator Rob Rollison says that public safety is a top priority. He said that in response to the April 30th shooting of two teenagers near Poughkeepsie High School. The shooting was described as an ambush-style shooting by City of Poughkeepsie Police Chief Thomas Pape. Rollison is a former Poughkeepsie mayor and retired Town of Poughkeepsie police detective.
We've got to get these individuals who are carrying these guns off the street, held accountable, and send a message that this is just not, you know, going to be allowed to happen in the city of Poughkeepsie.
The City of Poughkeepsie Police Department is partnering and has been for many years with several law enforcement agencies through the GIVE program. That's the State Gun Involved Violence Elimination Initiative. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.